Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at the start of training camp at Owings Mills.
Great seeing everybody here. Appreciate you being here. Great day with the fans. You see them out there having a great time. Guys are signing autographs. Crowd was loud and into it. I think it ramps up the energy, if it could even be ramped up. You know, first day of training camp is an exciting day. I thought we had an excellent first day, and we look pretty good. At the same time, we still have miles to go in our journey to get to where we'll be ready to play the kind of football that we need to play early in the season, so we'll be working on that, trying to have one great day at a time. Okay, what questions do you have?
John, I mean, you hear a lot of the accolades, the expectations, people saying the best roster in the NFL. How do you take that, with, you know, just heighten expectations? How do you even address that with the team, or do you even?
I saw all the other people saying we don't, you know, that we're not this or that or the other. I noticed those articles more than I noticed anybody that says we're good. So I don't know, maybe that's a personal issue. But.
John, what were your early impressions of Jair Alexander? I mean, came in at the very end of the mini camp, the first practice.
I thought he looked good. I mean, he had a heck of a play on the sideline there. So important, both sides of the ball, to make plays on the outside throwing lane, that part of the field. You know, from what we call the red line to the sideline, or anything in that area. You know, games are won and lost in that area. It's your ability to play single high, making plays on either side, or attacking single high. So that's something that's going to be a point of emphasis for us. I thought our DBs did a real nice job today, and we made some nice, one or two nice plays at wide receiver too, and some good throws. So that's important.
Coach, could you talk about the plan to rev things up and why you decide to practice in the middle of the afternoon?
Well, we've been doing that for quite a few years now, and most of the games get played in the middle of the afternoon, so it makes the most sense. But also the opportunity to get your guys ready for practice. We found that the guys are more physically prepared for practice with some time to prepare for practice, not early in the morning, so that's what we're doing right now. Hey, you can do it a lot of different ways. We've done it both ways. I don't think it's beat-all, end-all either way, but that's how we're doing it.
Coach, year three with Todd Monk and year two with Lamar and mm-hmm. Derek together. Mm-hmm. What are the expectations for their growth as a unit?
Well, we're just trying to have a great day, today, you know, and we have a lot of goals in terms of what we're trying to do specifically with our offense. You know, we're trying to get better at 1,000 different things that apply to what we're trying to do, and we're trying to be very intentional about working on the things that are going to apply in games during the season, practice what we're going to use during the season. That's kind of an advantage probably year three going into it, where we have a really good handle on who we are, what our guys are good at, and our identity, if you want to call it that, the type of offense we want to run. So let's get to work on getting good at it, because it's more about being good at what you do than what you do. If we can be great at what we do, then we've got a chance to be successful.
John, adding DeAndre Hopkins to a group of pass catchers coming off of great years, Mark said it's going to be really key to be unselfish, and Todd Monk has been hammering that point. What do you kind of see the need for that mentality going in with who you got on the roster?
I mean, it's a team game. You'd like to be able to – I really don't – it's a – wouldn't it be an advantage if the defense doesn't have a real good idea where the ball's going in any given play at any given time? Or if you can react to the defense after the ball snapped, kind of like if you think about warfare, like maybe the Civil War, you know, it's you got all these lines of battle. Maybe we can attack them where their defense isn't displayed quite as strongly. And we try to do that with every aspect of our defense, personnel being one of those things. If you got guys all across the front that can attack effectively, that's a good thing.
John, have you played against Derrick Henry a lot of times, and I mean, you've seen him for a long time as an opponent, now you had him for a year. What's most impressed you about him in the years that you've been here?
Well, the intangible thing is the work ethic and the attitude, the enthusiasm for the day. I mean, talk about, my dad talks about attacking the day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. I mean, I see that in him every day. And it's not necessarily in what he says, although he'll have fun. It's what he does, you know, and the way he works at it, and how hard he works to get better, how intentional he is about being the best player he can be. It's that's his biggest trait, I think.
John, how valuable it is. So it's rare to have that many players out there healthy when you have to start. If you want to try and lock down all the little things and develop chemistry, to have everybody out there from the beginning of camp. That's what it is.
It's important. I mean, it's just we try to work hard at that, and you don't control everything, but we're in a good place with that. We have a couple guys to come back. Jake had a non-football issue with his hand. He had a cut on his hand that's healing, so he'll be back soon, week or so. I think that's really all we've got right now.
When you get the energy of camp maybe take it step by step, day by day, when you have all this happening now?
We do talk about step by step, day by day. We want to have one great day at a time. Then we want to, within that, we want to have one great meeting at a time. We want to have one great lifting and conditioning session at a time. You know, the guys like to eat, so we should be able to have one great meal at a time too, you know. Then one period at a time, one series at a time, one play at a time, and then try to finish as strong as we can and be at our best at the end. Just be intentional about all those things, and then put that day away and try to do it again the next day.
John, Lamar, I mean, every year he's kind of just gets better and better. I mean, the trajectory keeps going up. Why do you think that? What about Lamar just... does his game just keep ascending?
Well, I mean, you know, he works really hard at being better, and, you know, can't we all improve? I think probably that position, I mean, there's so much that goes into playing that position. And Lamar's young. He's in his eighth year, yet he's only 28 years old. You know, I think that's pretty rare. So his window to improve is pretty big. But here's a guy that is, first of all, he works really hard. Secondly, he really wants to get better. You know, and he's already great. He's not one of these guys that says, I'm there, I've arrived. He never looks at it that way. He always looks at, what can I do to get better? If there's something that happens on the field, even when it's not quote-unquote his fault, it's his fault in his mind. What can I do to make it right? And I know he's done a good job of communicating that with the team as well, you know, that kind of mindset. So he's grown in every way.
John, the kickers, you know, they were pretty good out there. They, I think, only one miss between the two guys. Obviously, it's early.
Right. I mean, with the kickers, it's a process, and it's not, nobody's more processed than the kickers. It's more like, it's probably more like golf than any other sport, in terms of process, swing, and replicating that time and time again. Making a good kick. Arnold Palmer used to talk about making a good putt. Did I make a good putt? If I made a good putt, whether it goes in or not, is not the point. The point is, if I make a good putt, I'm going to give myself the best chance to be successful. We want our guys to learn how to make a good kick over and over again in every circumstance. So that process goes into, you know, when they're over there on the side, nobody's paying attention to them. When they bring it over to the team period, when they bring it over to a team situation period, like we did the second period today in practice where they had to run on the field, make a kick, as game-like as we can kind of make it now. And then when we take it into the game, replicate the kick every single time, that's what we're chasing with those guys.
We're approaching it to try to coach every guy as best we can and know that all those guys can help us. And it's not just the draft picks. You know, I think it's also the undrafted free agents are looking really good as well. So you don't really worry about the outcome on that right now. You know, the more good players we have, the better camp we're going to have, the more competition we'll have, the higher caliber every play will be. That'll make our team better.
We do two more for John.
John, you visited the White House with your brother. Obviously, it's a divisive political time. In the past, Donald Trump has said, you know, denigrating things about Baltimore, including no human being who wants to live there.
Yeah.
You know, as a prominent representative of Baltimore and kind
of balance. Well, how you frame that question? I would frame the question like, you got a chance to go visit with the president, man. What was that experience like? It was amazing. It was awesome. And I promise you, I root for our president. You know, I want our president to be successful, just like I want my quarterback to be successful, and I want my team to be successful. And it was an amazing experience. You know, it's not often you get invited and you get a chance to do something like that as a family. You know, we were there. My daughter was there. Jim's daughters were there. My mom and dad were there. My mom and President Trump. You know, just seeing how he treated her was really meaningful. You know, and that's the fourth president. Now Jim met seven. Jim has met seven presidents, so he's got the lead on me. I think he pointed it out. Did you guys notice that? All right, he's got seven. I got four. So I had a chance to meet President Obama twice. Incredible experience. Had a chance to meet President Biden when he was vice president in Iraq and spent a lot of time with him in Iraq, which was amazing. And then, you know, 24, 25 years old, Jim got invited also to the White House to meet President Reagan because he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. And we got to go as a family. So I met President Reagan, have a picture in my office of that. So those are moments that I definitely cherish and it means a lot.
John, Carson Benson, the rookie.
Yeah.
What did you like from him today?
I'm a Reggie. Can I wait till I see the tape to give you the exact details of it? There he is standing back there. Oh, see, this is set up. Where's? Oh, wait, no, he's not there. I'm sorry. That's all. I thought I saw him back. Your face, you look a little bit like Carson back there. I don't know yet. We'll see.
I know this. He's worked really hard on his strength. I think his lower body strength, but from the day he got in here till now, is dramatically improved. He always can move his feet. He can bend, and he's really kind of a physical guy. So didn't see anything bad. Looked good to me. Once the pads come on, we'll know more.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.